RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Rap Part 2, boys and girls. And still lots more to come on the programme, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. Was that some amazing news from Mr. Rock?
I think it's amazing. I think it's incredible. I'm a Philistine, like you know about things like this, but even I can see the import of this.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's funny, there's slight mixed results on the net about it, and it's really funny. It tends to be really old anoraks that don't like it. And yet all the rest of the modern people or modern thinking people all go, yeah, this is making sense. Because we need, like, a new shortwave. You remember the old...
Yeah.
...sort of stuff. Need a replacement for it, because no one's going to listen to that anymore.
I do think it's sad. I do think it's sad that these things are going to be made redundant. That there should be a way of... Well, because they're part. It's this old argument we always have, because it's part of our life. It's a part of our way of life. It's a tradition. It's something special.
Right.
It's history that's going to be wiped.
I'll give you a quick demonstration of shortwave. Right.
God, I don't know what you're going to do.
1, 2, 3.
I know. Seven, I love
eight,
it.
9, 10, 11, 12. You miss half of it.
I know, but it's lovely. I remember it listening under the bedclothes with a pillow over my head and my radio, things like that.
But that's like having a book and only getting half of it and missing the end of the story.
Yeah, but it's... Eric, it won't exist anymore. There'll be a few anoraks who play around with it, but to real people... Right, sorry, with the greatest of respect to all anoraks. To real people...
Death threats and postcards to Lee Banks, courtesy of... I'm dead.
Yeah, but it will. It's the destruction of history. No, anoraks of this world, unite. Save AM and FM.
Oh, my word. It's not, though. It's not. Because people don't want to listen to that. It's why... Why don't you have Beta and VHS machines anymore? Because DVD's better.
I do.
And it does more.
It doesn't, because none of them work.
Philistine. Anyway, again, congratulations to Mark Rock from Audio Boo. That was absolutely fabulous. Talking of old radio, this used to happen so much in the old days.
Really?
Yeah, really, really, really.
Are you going to be able to explain this?
Yeah.
All right, then.
And let me do the prefix and then you can do the story.
Okay.
Right. Normal old-fashioned radios, and if you cast your mind back and have a look on the internet, you will see how people used to make what are called crystal sets. For many, many, many times when sort of youth organisations like Scouts and what have you were doing their communications badge, I would go to groups. In fact, I've done it here in Slovakia as well, where you get basically some copper wire, an incredibly long piece of copper wire, some of which you wrap it round or roll it round a toilet roll. You need one of the crystal old-fashioned earpieces, a couple of other components, and you can make a radio receiver that has no batteries whatsoever, and yet it still picks up sound.
And, that's right, of course it does, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a crystal set. And by moving the wire around with a little sort of croc clip, it tunes it in. It's like having the way you tune in the frequency. You move it up and down the windings of wire, and it changes the frequency. And yes, you have typically, if you wanted to do it properly, about 130 metres of an aerial stretched out. And you can get the most phenomenal results from it.
Forget Audio Boo. Let's go on crystal sets.
But the problem is that it's all snap, crackle and pop. But it is a bit of fun. So what you have is a kind of like a tube.
You're explaining this story before we've even told them what the story is.
No, so basically what you have is a long tube, lots of copper wire wrapped around it, and something that will resonate to make sound.
Yes.
Lee's story.
Oh, but dude, I was listening to you. I wasn't like, right, yes, no, well.
Ah,
there
Mrs.
is a world... Pardon? That doesn't explain this. Anyway, what you've just said doesn't explain this.
It does.
There is a world... It doesn't! Right, there's a World War II radio, right?
Yes.
That is actually switched off.
Yes.
It's not connected. It doesn't have any wires. It's got nothing. It's got no power. It's got no aerial. And yet... It is still picking up broadcasts of Glenn Miller and the speeches of Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
It is very spooky, and it's at the Montrose Air Station in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And Scottish people don't tell lies. Scottish people don't make up ghost stories. This is a true ghost story. And it's a Pi radio, a 70-year-old Pi radio. I had a Pi radio once, and I ate it.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting. I could just feel that coming.
What? Yeah. So you just didn't laugh on purpose.
It fell as your joke. Pie joke fell as flat as a pancake.
Why am I laughing? I'm not laughing.
Right. I don't believe. I do tend to believe that old stuff with bits of wiring and out of them can produce sound because it is theoretically possible. I'm absolutely convinced
But it's what it's picking up. It's picking up Glenn Miller.
Yes.
And the speeches of Winston Churchill.
That's a bit like the story we did last week of the people suggesting they're recording ghosts, where they get a sound that goes, and they go, that sounds like Lee Banks. Listen again. And because there's two little, they go, that's saying Lee Banks. Rubbish.
Yeah, but if it was going, how does Glenn Miller go? Yeah, that one. So if it's doing that, you want to think that's just a little bit annoying.
It's called In the Mood.
You've got drums and guitars and big thingy-watching bass things. You want to think, well, that's just a bit of static. That's Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller's inside my radio.
I tell you what. When somebody who I respect... is standing by the radio with a computer just there, just to show me. With a Skype connection. Yeah. And show and let me hear this working this way round, then I'll believe it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in touch with them, right, this week, next week.
Right.
And I'm going to ask them to play it over Skype to me.
But I also want to see the pictures as well. It's got to be
what
video.
What pictures?
There's got to be a video.
Disgusting.
There's got to be a video of somebody there.
Right, yeah.
All right. Just to make sure the back of the radio's off, turned round, and nothing plugged in.
Right. Well, I'll see what I can do. That would be my spiritual consumer corner move next week.
Okie dokie. So don't forget that the tune, by the way, for non-Philistines is In the Mood by Glenn Miller.
I had a Pi radio, you know, until I ate it.
That's the second time you've done that, Jake.
And that's the second time you've told that.
And it's the second time. It's the second time you boiled dry after the comment. anyway, on to more important things, because not only is it my birthday tomorrow, but it's also the day where England.
I like that bit. That's the only bit of the football thing that I like. England.
And I do have one really, really, really important plea, I think. Oh. I think it's a plea. And I can't...
You don't want me to sing it anymore.
Well, there is that to it. It's nearly a sad, but not a sad. I found it very disturbing this week to see the report from the British police suggesting that domestic violence goes up during the World Cup, mainly because of alcohol. And I just thought to myself, why do you have to drink alcohol to enjoy football? Surely the adrenaline's enough. But apparently some people do.
This is the sort of thing, it's a British tradition, isn't it, that they go together, alcohol and football. But I do agree, I've known a lot of football thugs. Can I just interrupt you for 1 second?
You're going to, so carry on.
My sound engineer, Adam Martin, is now standing in front of me and he's going to say hello and verify that he is my sound man.
I'm Adam. I'm the sound editor, engineer.
Oh, Rick, Adam, could you... Well, as a sound engineer, you're doing rubbish because...
I can't hear what he's saying. He's got his headphones on, so I'm kind of talking to nobody right here, but it's nice to meet you.
Adam, take the headphones away from Lee.
Right, okay, I can hear you now. It's unplugged.
Good afternoon, Adam. As a sound engineer, I'm now going to chastise you because every sound engineer knows you have to put your headphones on first.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm not the greatest.
No, well.
All right, I've got to go because I've just got out of the shower.
You just got out of the shower?
Yeah. Yes, I have a naked sound engineer in front of me.
Oh, my word, yeah, right.
And I'm lying naked on the floor.
So he's like a sound engineer, yeah, so no headphones, sound, yeah.
It's like a football team, naked men running around the house together.
It's like expecting two North Pole magnets to stick together.
No! You can't say that.
I've just done it.
He's got off the news pole.
No comment. Anyway, just as a brief little thing, if you are going to watch the football, or as our friends across the water say, soccer, don't. I've got a problem now, haven't I?
Why? Oh, Eric, don't have a problem.
I have.
Oh, dear, Eric.
I'm going to do it again.
Nasal passages again.
No, but I'm going to do it again. I can feel it brewing, Lee. It's brewing. England! Oh, we've done it again.
Oh, what?
Everybody in Texas will hate us.
Texas ass! Texas ass! Texas ass!
No, don't text us, please. Please don't text. No, don't text us, because my phone can't cope with that many messages.
I wasn't singing Texas. Oh, that was your joke.
Ha ha. Anyway,
that was a very good joke, actually, Eric. I must write that one down and use it next week.
Yes. So anyway, depending on when you listen to this, depends on whether England have won or not, or whether
they're playing.
They're playing America. Yes.
Guess what? And the kickoff is at 19:30. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you now, the Americans will turn up at 1941 and claim victory. Sorry,
ouch.
America.
Hate mail to the north of England. I was actually quite inspired to see some of the positive news reporting.
Positive news reporting.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Cool. It doesn't happen, does it? I've seen some actually positive news reporting from positive news reporters on professional broadcast outlets being positive. It still doesn't make sense. And they were saying how much it's inspiring so many South Africans to, you know, get a smile on their face, see you can achieve things, realise their country, which wasn't their country until Nelson Mandela sorted it out, is getting somewhere. And I have to say, brilliant, congratulations, wonderful, marvellous. On the other side of the fence, this week, my award for being an idiot in terms of a broadcast report has to go to BBC Essex in the UK.
Why?
They did a report saying, what a tragic design, and it is tragic, that the home of Marconi, where the first broadcast came from, is derelict, it's in disarray, it's people are squatting in it, there's signs of drug abuse in it, alcohol abuse, the whole thing. And this guy's going on and on and on. He's spoken to the liquidator or whatever it is, the people that own the thing, really rabbiting on about how bad the situation is because it's the home of broadcasting, where it started. And, of course, there's a connection there, the BBC are broadcasters, obviously. And it was just an unbelievable whinge. So I've got a solution to your story, Mr. BBC Essex. Yeah. Very simple. Close all your stupid great offices all around Essex. Just have a little one so you can have a journalist there to pick up the stories. Move all these big buildings you've got into one big place called the Marconi Building. And you do something with it. Then you can save it forever.
That's a bad idea.
The BBC could save it forever, and maybe they could get a lease deal on it, but they could look after it, have some history in there. This is 2LO, riddle testing, and all that sort of stuff. Don't just do whingy reports. Get on and do something about it.
You can do whingy reports if you try and put it right.
Yes, but they don't want to put it right. It's just, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. This is really bad. Give me an answer.
Maybe the journalist is in a position to give you an answer on that.
Well,
maybe he's actually there just to report what's going on.
No, it's called whinging.
It's not whinging, it's reporting.
It's whinging, got a low, slow news day, and so they're filling it up rather than sort of filling in his little bit of paper that he can put it in his suggestion box at the BBC and go, here.
He's just This is a general malaise within the radio industry. People who work within the radio industry hate people. Oh, hang on. No, he's in the radio industry.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I rest my case. I totally agree with you.
And that's what annoys me. They've got a little suggestion box now. What story would that be? Yeah, what would it be like?
Girl.
BBC rescues Marconi Centre.
Now, that's a
I
good...
I can't see why the BBC don't.
It'd be a brilliant story.
Absolutely brilliant. Everybody in Essex in the UK, or if you're not outside, if you're outside, doesn't matter, you can join in as well. Just write, just email the BBC.
You're outside and you're in Essex, put your clothes back on.
Yeah. just write to them and say, yeah, I was listening to Eric and Lee, and they've got a great idea, this is what it is, blah, blah, blah. And if they want to find out more details, send them go to Audio Boo and have a listen to it. No problem. Part two of Postcard from Pop Brad, 11th of June. Dead easy. Back to the football for a minute. Are you going to be watching...
Am I going to be watching? You must be joking.
Why?
But because, very simply, football is populated by gays. It's a gay game. They spend all the time jumping in and out of baths together, sharing showers with the boys, running around in the little shorts.
And what's wrong with that?
It's just not, because it's not manly.
You're just such a phobic, aren't you?
A phobic? I hope if I am not. Some of my best friends are not. Yeah. I just think it's wrong that all these blokes, they punts around, they're worth millions. And all they're doing is kicking them Viking's head around.
Yes. Everybody who writes for the Pink World newspaper, by the way, Lee lives in the north of England, in the village.
Last three complaints today, now,
in the village of the damned. He can be found quite easily, it's not a problem. And you can go over there and interview him.
This is not a complaint against gays, this is a complaint against footballers.
Right. Anyway,
I apologise to the gay world for my rant.
Yes.
But the football should be banned.
Why?
Because it's boring. It's just blokes running around a field, getting sweaty, spitting at each other, and kicking a bit of rubber around.
Rubber?
Well, leather. Whichever you want. It just depends what your proclivity demands.
You see, he'd rather sit in a dark room waiting for the door to go bang, then watch something exciting, like football, or Formula One.
Which... It's just people are stupid about it. We've got a bloke here who's turfed his lounge.
And?
He's turned his lounge into a football field with proper grass, and he's been round and painted little white hieroglyphics all over it, and things like that. Well, like Andrew says, what if it gets dirty? Well, I said, you'd have to take it to the laundry.
Yeah, right. No, it's great. I'll tell you what, do you know what's really good? And I'm so pleased about this. And I'm sad I'm not there, but in some ways I know it won't last. The shots I've seen of people walking around capital London and also around other major cities, having, you know, like the St. George's Cross painted on their face, girls walking around being patriotic with their fingernails. There's so much patriotism, which is not there because other politically correct people don't want it. And I'm just so pleased to see, at long last, somebody standing up for England. I mean, the difficult bit for me is what happens if England gets to the final?
Well, we'll all have heart attacks, and the whole of the UK Isles will be dead.
Yeah,
they have not got a cat in hell's chance, have they?
Well, no. The trouble is, I remember the lyrics of the song Three Lions, which was from a few years ago, where it kind of basically says, "We know you're not going to win, really, but we still dream you could." And I think that's the sort of embodiment of most football fans, isn't it?
So you're going to watch 15 years of football now on the off chance that your failed dream might come true?
Well, I'm going to watch both teams, actually, because I'd love to see Slovakia get through.
You have to watch both teams. You can't just watch one team.
No, exactly. So I'd love to see Slovakia get through the group stages. I'm not...
Oh, I see what you mean. Right, yeah.
I'm not terribly sure they will do, because, you know, it's a very small country.
Who are they playing?
I can't remember the group team bits. Not all of them, no. But the trouble is, you've got a little country like, you know, 5.5 million people. It's not exactly comparable with 50 million people producing a football team, is it? Because by default, you can't have as many football stars, can you?
I understand you. I understand you. Well, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, that's right.
But there again, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice if they got through to at least the quarterfinals or something. That'd be good.
I don't know, Eric. I honestly don't know what it means. If they got through to the quarterfinals, that would mean that, well, there's 11 of them. Does that mean there's only four goals through?
You despair, really, don't you? Quarterfinals. In the semi-finals, there are four teams. Therefore,
I don't want to talk about semis.
Right, therefore, there are eight teams in the quarterfinal, aren't there?
How'd you get that?
Well, in the final, there are two teams. Do the equation.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys and girls, he'll catch up in a minute. In the semi-finals, there are four teams, right? Hang on, I might have got that wrong. Quarterfinals, one, two, three, four games, times, eight.
Right.
Because you've got to go from eight to four. You've got to go down to get to two, which is the semi-final. Two semi-finals is four. Down to the final, which is two teams, right?
Well, what about when they begin?
That's the group. That's the group stages. First of all, you have a group stage where there's four teams in a group, and those teams go through into the quarterfinals, then the semi-finals, then the final. That's how it works. It's normal.
Well, how many teams are playing then?
I'll have to sit down and work that out because I can't remember. But lots.
Lots. 100.
Not quite. No. It's one, two, three. Oh, I'll have to work it out, and I can't be doing that. I've only got 5 minutes
all right,
left. But anyway, I'd love to see Slovakia get to the quarterfinals. We haven't done any news at all today, have we? Oh, well. The World Cup is...
I know, and I've spent all week doing a perfect list.
Where?
Here, in front of you. Yeah, and my one story of the week you said I couldn't use.
Well, that's very true. I want to make a quick comment as well on your story about the oil troubles in America. I'm not terribly comfortable with this. I'm going to get hate mail from the US. But President Obama banging on about British petroleum and all this. What about that other company who actually owns the oil rig that BP were leasing it from, which is an American company? Surely they've got to be reprimanded and told off for it as well. It's not all BP's fault. And at the end of the day...
This isn't all BP's fault, no. And BP have tried to solve it. I'm not saying that they've done the damage. Some of the methods they've used to try and end it are ludicrous. Filling it with golf balls. Well, like one of those golf ball machines, you just fire them all back out
boom,
again.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ludicrous. But the problem is, and you can't. The thing is, this is really a major disaster for America, isn't it? Though.
Well, I hope it's a wake up call as well, because at
the end
of the day,
anything like this has to be, doesn't it?
Where you use so much. I mean, I live in a country where they turn lights off by default at night because it's part of their psyche, which is not the case in the UK, and certainly not the case if you look at the lights in the US and other big parts of the world. And you can't just keep... I don't care about global warming for a minute. I didn't mean it in a bad way, you lot.
But complain about him as well.
Right, so the truth is, unless you get some alternative to oil, eventually... Maybe not in the next few generations, but eventually it will run out. And you've got nothing to replace it with. Start to save it a little bit to give people time to generate a new system that will power cars and all the rest of it.
There's too much money in oil, Eric. They won't do it. They need to...
Well, they've got to wake up and do it. They've got to wake up and do it.
Of course, I agree with you.
Otherwise, it just isn't going to work. So,
well, this thing actually is... a real environmental apocalypse. When you think Louisiana, I've been to Louisiana, it's a beautiful part of the world, and now it's moving eastwards, threatening Mississippi, Alabama, Mississippi again, Alabama, God, the Florida Panhandle. Mm-hmm. It's 53 days they've not been able to stop this. That, I think, is where, whether it's BP or the people who own the actual platform that's caused the problem, somebody has got to be held responsible for this. 53 days.
Do you know who's responsible?
Go on then.
Us.
Yeah.
It's us that's responsible for it because we use far too much fossil fuel.
But it's killed all the dolphins and all the pelicans.
I know. But if we didn't have such demands on oil, there wouldn't be a need to produce the oil levels that we're trying to produce. And therefore, they wouldn't be as risky as some of the rigs are out in different places of the world. Therefore, everything would be reasonably sensibly done. And you could wait for the technology, which obviously isn't always right, because there's so many disasters like this, that was so the technology could be improved, therefore it could do it safely without risk. It's just logical to somebody like me. But there again, what would I know about it?
I agree with you. What frightens me is the fact that they've started looking for oil or the equivalent on other planets.
No comments. Crazy. Yeah, no comments. Just save some. Just think about not. Just think about walking to the shop once a week rather than driving your car there. I'm sure if everybody did that
every day,
You know, if everybody did that, it'd be marvellous. And don't do school runs. What a waste of petrol they are, or gas or benzene.
Let your kids go to school.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I'll have all the mothers complaining now.
Oh my word. Anyway, where were we? Yes, so we've done all that to death. I do want to say again, congratulations to David Cameron for flying the St George's Cross. I think that's absolutely wonderful, and I mean that really sincerely. I do want to say thank you again to everybody that offered assistance last week to the Slovak community, some Slovak citizens. Just wonderful, wonderful things, and it just proves there's life in radio where people keep saying there isn't, because there is life in radio.
There is life in radio in Montrose.
That's and also I want to say again, huge congratulations to Mark Rock and his team, and to all the other pioneering broadcasters out there, a lot of them of whom we work with and syndicate this program, because what these guys are doing on internet-based, on Audio Boo, and all those kind of services are what the next generation of radio listeners will want. They don't want shortwave, they don't want AM, they're getting fed up with even FM. And what they want is something that's digitised, and unfortunately the DAB thing hasn't worked out in the UK, and I think that the internet-delivered things will overtake it. And to all the pioneers, well done, you lot. Don't give up without a good fight. We might be old dinosaurs at times, but we love a good fight, and that's the joy of what we're doing right now. So I just want to get in touch, just to remind you, in case you wish to complain, you can get hold of us on Facebook. just go to Facebook and have a look for Radio or RTI, you'll find us there. You can leave comments on the Audio Boo site as well, no problems with that, or via your own radio station through Studio normally, that does all the rest of it. So it's going to be goodbye from me and goodbye from him in a second, but don't forget, do stay in touch, and of course you can always email us pfp@rti.fm, and that gets through to us as well. Thanks for your company this week, and so you're not watching the football tomorrow, then, Lee?
Nope.
You're not watching Troop in the Colour?
Nope.
I'd emigrate if I was you.
I just want to say I'm really sorry to all footballers, to the gay community, to mothers, to teachers, and to the whole of America for everything I've said.
Funny that. At which point we'll say goodbye, everybody. Have a lovely week till next week. Hope everything's safe where you are, and we'll see you soon. See you again soon. Take care. From Postcard from Pop Brad, I'm Eric Wiltshire, and he is
Lee G. Banks.
Goodbye.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.